by plane, by road, by human carriers. Goods are smuggled dangerously out of one country into another. Goods which are forbidden cargo. Revealing the inside story of New Flesh.
Been here lots of times. It's nothing but a hot, dirty, dusty town too full of wogs and smells. The fascination of the mysterious East Darwin of pigs are.
Oh, Spike, look at that bunch, will you? All chained together. What are they?
Slaves.
Me?
Slaves, my innocent one. Though they will be pretty soon.
You mean actual slaves?
New flesh, they call them. DNA. See them now? Being driven up onto that platform? Yeah, that's where they'll be, sort of parades, you know. And all the blokes hanging around the platform buy the ones they want.
But I always thought this sort of thing wasn't allowed.
Bobber, me boy. There have been slave markets since before the days of the pyramids. Oh, every now and then someone gets up on his hind legs and declares him illegal. Authorities try to end the racket, but does that stop them? Not on your ruddy life. Yeah, come on, let's get out of here. The sun's peeling me face off.
Spike, they're only kids. Look at them.
Of course they're only kids. I reckon nobody over 17's worth buying. Come on, let's get out of this sun.
Hey, Spike. Take a look at that car. Well, that's the latest from America,
huh? Oh. You know who that fat slob is lolling in the back seat being fanned?
That's a big shot.
His name's Kabbalah. He runs after cafes here in Basra. And from what I hear down around the waterfront, he's not only got the cream of the white slave traffic sewn up, but also the ash.
Well, how do you mean ash?
You know, ashes. The stuff dreams are made from. Kabbalah gets it by the cartload in Persia. He smuggles it across into Egypt. Same as he smuggles a lot of those kid slaves he buys. Well, you'll smuggle them into any place you like, provided you got the money to pay. Hey, now, look, will you stop staring at them kids like a brig? Now, let's go back to the ship. Hey, chum. Hey, Bobby, what's the matter with you?
It's like the 3, 4, 5, no, the 6 from the left. In the front.
6 to what? Well, oh, you mean the kids up on the platform?
Look at them.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, me. A coffee-coloured Audrey apron.
I'm going over close.
Oh, no, you're not, chum. No, you're not. You want to get your throat cut?
Who's going to stop?
I am. Now, listen, chum. You're not home in Soho Square, London. This is the slave market square in Basra. I'm going to get you back to our ship in one piece.
Spike, look. What's his name? You signal for that Arab to bring the girl over.
Come on, all the wogs around are starting to look this way, and that means trouble.
Hold that on.
You gone, crackers?
Spike. Look at that fat slob, looking her over like she's a young horse.
Hey, Bob. Are you carrying a gun?
Gun? What for?
You just look behind us.
Yeah. I got my gun.
Now, don't show it, but just keep your hand close to it.
Spike.
Just back off quietly. Don't try to make a run for it, or they'll jump on us like a pack of wolves.
But we haven't done anything.
Just keep backing up astern. A narrow alleyway leads up to the main street. If we can make that couple of yards now, be ready if they make a sudden rush of it, chum.
If they do, they'll be sorry.
As soon as we make the alleyway, fire a couple over their head, then run like blazes, and don't stop until we make the ship.
Okay.
Now, look. When I yell, you get your cannon out and do your stuff. Right. Now! Well, how are we feeling now, chum?
Way out of condition.
Yeah.
Haven't run so far or far since I used to be chased pinching apples when I was a kid.
Well, let it be a lesson to you, Bobby, my boy. When out here in the East, don't do as the wogs do. I don't like the infidel much these days. Especially in a place like we were.
Spike, That overgrown-looking spiv in the plush car.
Shum Cabana?
He said he runs half the cafes here. Take me to the one where he lives.
Why?
That girl.
Oh. Look, mate. That girl, a bob a dozen. The whole country's full of them. Yeah, now, look. Now, you see those walking along the docks? I believe there's no different. Oh, come on.
Forget it. Was she really a slave?
Sure. Was. Is.
That finishes it. You won't tell me, then I'll go ashore and...
Yeah, you come back here, Bobby. Do you want to get yourself killed?
No. Just want to take that girl away from Cabala, smuggle her aboard our ship into England, and then marry her. But...
Blimey, don't be a drink.
I'm deadly serious, Spike.
She's only a coffee-coloured skirt. Hey, look, 2 or 3 years from now, she'll be all blown up and old and oily. Now, listen, you listen to me, Bob. Hey, where are you going?
Find that girl. So long, Spike.
Here, wait a minute. I'll show you, you ruddy little fool. Wait for me, will you? Wait for me. Oh, hey, Bobby. Come on, let's have a breather, son. My dogs are barking. Something cruel.
He said he knew this Cabala had at least 7 cafes. Well, we've been to 6. Where's the 7th?
Oh, a glutton for tramping around a dirty, hot, smelly, fly-breeding port. That's you, chum.
Spike, for the last time. I don't know why I want to find that girl. I just know I've got to, that's all. Now, where's the next cafe?
Oh, all right, all right. It's the one on that corner.
Come on.
Aye. I don't like the look of this place, Bobby. Not really open for business yet.
Carry those pails of water up those stairs. Then watch him scrub every step. Don't stand there. Girl, do as I say. I am your master. I pay good money for you today, you lazy, motherless daughter of a camel.
It's her, Spike.
And that's your Cabala, chum.
Oh, greetings, offenders. My cafe is not yet open for the evening's business, but can I be of service to you?
That girl scrubbing the stairs.
A useless bundle of trash. I was cheated. I paid for a good, strong girl who would give pleasure. But she is nothing but a stubborn camel, so I teach her discipline.
Why don't you pay someone else to do your cleaning?
Pay? But, Effendi, why should I when I have just paid out good money for her? 150 English pounds.
Oh, come on, break it down, Cabala. You didn't pay a farthing more than 10 pounds.
You know me, eh?
Yes, I've heard of you. Educated in England, eh?
I had the honor.
I'll pay you 12 pounds for her.
12? You are joking. You may buy her for 150 pounds. For that, I sell her outright and supply her with a passport.
Who said anything about a passport?
Well, that is my own foolish generosity.
I could go to the British consul, get him to marry us.
I hear so at your anchor, chum.
But forgive me for being so ignorant. How could you marry something which is my property? She is part of the chattels of my houses. She belongs to no one but myself. I am assured she is educated, even speaks English well. But her mother and father are dead. 150 pounds and you buy her. Otherwise, unless I can serve you coffee, Effendis, I bid you good evening.
I hear a white slave and hashish smuggler, Cabala.
Now, listen, Narka, chum. You just put that pig sticker away or this little cannon of mine might go bang. Cabala, we don't like knives.
You threaten me, eh?
I threaten you.
Effendis. Gentlemen, please, I beg you, accept my apologies. I did not understand. You are 2 merchant seamen. Again, I apologize. 2 officers from a British merchant ship, this moment lying in the river Chatel Arab, taking on a cargo of dates. And all this is your little joke on shore, eh? You wish to pretend to buy this girl so that you can...
I'm not pretending, Cabala.
No.
12 pounds, that's every penny I have.
If you have made your final offer, I have other business. Peace to your houses, Effendis.
All right, Spike. Let's go back to the ship.
Suits me, chum. Suits me. What's up now, chum?
Spike, did you see her eyes?
Oh, blimey. Just a couple of black holes over the top of a veil.
Deep brown eyes. I saw that expression.
Yes, and I saw Cabala when he pulled that knife. If I hadn't been carrying your gun, my boy, your brown eyes would be scrubbing and washing up blood by now, yours and mine. Oh, now look, Bobby, look, I know the East, I know this old Basra, you don't. This is your first trip out here, so just listen to Uncle Spike for a change. Now, forget this girl, you can't get her away from Karbala, and you can't smuggle her on board. Now, look, even if you did, how the Hades are you going to smuggle her ashore in England? Have you thought of that?
I'm going to do just those things, Spike. Get her away from that oily fat slob. Get her onto the ship and get her ashore at home.
Oh, you barmy. Even if you did get her aboard, how the devil are you going to keep her out of sight? It's 44 days sailing, and you know as well as I do, women aboard our ship's forbidden cargo.
I couldn't care less.
And another thing. How do you know she wants to leave? How do you know she'll let you smuggle her out of her country into yours? A stranger. A ruddy foreigner.
I saw her eyes.
Oh, blow me. A cave water hits you over the head and keep it until we sail.
We sail tomorrow night. It gives me tonight to see Brown Eyes and get things organized.
Stark, raving mad. Look, Bobby, for the last time, you can't do it. You can't smuggle that girl out of the country, onto the ship, then off the ship and into England.
Others do.
Of course they can. But they're professional smugglers.
Spike, I want you to take a couple of the boys with you to the cafe. I want you to start a fight. Not just a knockdown, drag-out fight, but a real roughhouse. Wreck the joint. Do anything, so long as you hold Karbala, till I can nip in the back part and find Brown Eyes.
You're not going to smuggle her aboard tonight. We don't sail till tomorrow night.
I know. Just want to talk to her tonight. That are my plans.
Oh, the saints above, the boy's gone mad, staring, raving, skull thumping mad. You can't do it, chum. You just can't get away with it.
I can try. I'm going to smuggle her out if I've got to cut Karbala's throat.
Why do you run with me? What is your name?
Bobby. What's yours?
I'm called Giselle.
Giselle. I want you to come away with me.
To Carol?
To London.
London? They have slave girls in London.
In the way, yes.
Like that establishment Karbala has at the back of his coffee house?
Giselle.
Yes, Bobby.
Spike, he's my friend. You saw him this evening. Spike says I'm mad, but you won't leave this place. Won't come to England with me.
But, Bobby, I am used to the slave life here.
Don't you understand? Things are different in England. You won't be a slave. It's not allowed. The police don't allow...
But you say you have slave girls in London.
Look, Brown Eyes. Giselle. I don't mean I want you like that. I want to take you to my home to... But maybe Spike's right. Giselle, I want to marry you. Then I told her I wanted to marry her. First, she thought it was some kind of trick. Trapped to get a slave girl without buying, without paying. I talked and talked, and finally I could see she believed me. You know what happened then? Spike, she cried.
Ah, with all the codfish, brain, dregs...
I haven't finished. I told her my plan. I'm going to smuggle her aboard tomorrow night. And Spike, she cried again. Told me she loved me. Didn't want me to go away from her.
Yes, I know. And I suppose you then went and picked up what me and the boys left of Karbala and told him.
Don't be a dope.
I'm a dope. Now, listen, chum. Do you think Carbala's going to let her out? Don't you think he's caught on to what you're trying to do? Chum, I'm telling you, if you step foot ashore again today or tonight, by tomorrow your bones will have been picked clean by vultures.
I'm picking up Giselle tonight at 10.
Catch your own throat, Bobby boy. It'll be less painful.
I'm picking up Giselle tonight at 10. She can go back to the cafe. I've got her hidden. This afternoon, I'm buying some Arab boys' clothes, a turban, a shirt, and some Arab trousers. Then I'm going to find a boatman. Tell him I'm taking a small boy on board my ship tonight, and I want him to row us over. I'm going to say the boy's coming on board to buy some cigarettes.
Yeah, and if the officer on what catches you, there'll be Hades to pay. You'll be kicked out of the service.
That's where you come in, Spike.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, I'm not getting mixed up any more in this balmy smuggling idea. Not this, chum, not blooming like
it. What I want you to do is this.
When you see the boatman pulling out the ship.
Heavy and frightened.
Come on. Bubba won't wait all night.
But he will see I'm not a boy.
Not in these clothes. I told you before. It's mighty dark.
I'm truly frightened. Cabala has men out looking for me.
I know. We've dodged them so far. Only a few more yards. Then we reach the steps. The boatman's waiting there. Come on. Let's make a quick run across the deck. Take my hand. Come on. Now, here's the steps. Careful now. They're slimy. Abdul!
Yari, Bendy. To the left of the landing stage.
Right. Come on.
Your hand, Bendy.
Careful now. Don't slip. Why are you staring at my young friend?
He's a little lad, Bendy.
He's from a cafe. I'm taking him aboard to sell him cigarettes. Understand?
Of course, Bendy.
When you reach the Maud Castle, there's a barge anchored alongside. Take us there.
Certainly, Bendy.
Stay here. The boy will return soon.
If Andy is paying me...
And don't go away or I'll kill you.
If Andy... You have my word.
Come on, up this rope ladder now. Come on.
Bobby!
Officer on watch, Spike.
Follow, but not for long. Come on, jump to it, chum. I'll lift the cabin door out.
Right, this way, Giselle. Keep to the shadow.
You hold everything to watch.
Don't move, Giselle.
Oh, blimey, I'll never be the same again.
Giselle, get these boys' clothes off. Hurry.
Oh, yes, Bobby.
Spike, listen. Huh? I'm going to put on these clothes, rub this boot polish over my face and hands, grab that attaché case, and get down over the side to Abdul.
Oh, look, you're cutting on to you, Bobby.
Got to take a chance. I'm the boy he rowed over to the ship. He's going to row the same boy back to shore.
Oh, he must be blind.
Now, the turban, Giselle. Help me fix it, will you?
Oh, it is dark.
Right.
Perhaps he will not notice you're not me.
If he does, Jim.
I have a few shillings on me. If they won't shut his mouth, then
I will... Watch coming back.
Spike, duck around and pull out the fuse for this part of the ship. You heard me. I don't want that watch to catch me. If this end of the ship is in darkness, it gives me a greater chance. Go on, jump to it.
But they'll see me leaving the cabin.
Not if they're careful now. Hurry. Go on, Spike, don't waste time.
Where do I ever get into this?
Oh, Bobby, you have not colored your hands.
What? Oh, no, I forgot.
Oh, you will take great care.
I'll take the greatest care. Ah, light's gone. Good old Spike. Giselle, lock the door after me. Don't open it for anyone. Not even Spike. Understand?
Oh, yes, I understand,
Bobby. See you later.
I don't know how you did it, chum.
I've told you. Bourbon rowed me back to shore, still thinking I was the arrow boy. When I got to the quayside, I ran like blazes, washed off the boot polish, put on my own clothes, which I had in a case Abdul thought was cigarette.
And what'd you do with the Arab Gladbrakes? You didn't leave them lying around, right?
Under them round a stone, threw them in the river. Then I took another boat back to the ship. Came aboard by the main gangway, what I hadn't been seen before.
Oh, no, me. Oh, well, that's one part over. Now, you've got 44 days to keep us smuggled out of sight, and then you've got to get to a shore.
Only the heat had let up. 120 again today.
So now in these parts, chum, it's going to stay well up over 100 for at least the next 15 days.
Spike.
Yeah.
I think I can get away with complaining of the heat, saying I want to sleep out on deck.
Right? Oh, well, there's no law against sleeping outside your cabin in this weather.
And I'll do it.
And she sleep in your cabin, eh?
Where else,
chum? You're forgetting something.
What?
Our dear, sweet little rules about regular ship's inspections.
Blast.
Yes, you'll be saying much more than that, Pally, if they find you've got your forbidden cargo.
What can I do?
Well, you can't make any excuses about him not inspecting your cabin.
44 days.
Yes, and she's got to eat and wash and things like that.
Spike, reckon they'll inspect that locker below my bunk?
Well, it's hard to say. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. You know the drigs. It all depends on the old man's liver.
I could stand some shoes in front of it or... In case anything.
You're not going to shove in the locker, are you?
Where else?
But it's only...
Oh, that big. It's too small. How's she going to breathe?
It'd be cooler if you rammed her inside the ship's boilers.
I've got to do it. I've got to do it. Come on, Giselle. Bend your knees up closer under your chin. Come on, closer.
Oh, it's hurting, Bobby.
I can't help that now. I'll push you further back. Right. Keep those knees up close.
Hey, they're coming here next jump.
All right, all right. Giselle, I'm closing the doors. They'll jam up hard, but I can't help it. I can't.
Oh, Bobby, I cannot breathe.
Well, don't worry, up, chum. There he is.
Mind yourself, Giselle.
Yeah. Oh, still pretty ruddy hot, sir.
8 more days, we'll be out of it. All over here?
Yes, sir.
We didn't bring any forbidden cargo aboard, eh? Nothing to declare?
No, sir.
That's good. Not that I think you'd be fool enough. Customs back home are getting tough these days. Too much narcotics getting into the country. Bloody in, they tell me. And you can bet your braid that when we dock, they'll go through, over, up and under the ship with everything but x-rays and a Geiger counter.
Why, sir? Are we suspect ships, sir?
All ships arriving where we've been are top suspects. Last month, the customs boys found 6 pounds of pure hashish gum on the Clan Piper. Keep you where we had, Basra. All right, inspection over. Why the sigh?
Oh, this heat, sir. My first trip out here.
Huh, I see. And you'll find the first 10 trips the worst. Carry on.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Give us a hand.
Right.
Brown eyes. Giselle.
Spike, she's dead. She's dead, suffocating.
Here now, kid. Now, kid, chum. She's only fainted.
How's she going, chum?
Oh, terribly seasick last night. That storm nearly killed her.
Oh, this is Bay of Biscay. Half a spit of dirty water on the globe. Oh, we'll tell her to keep her chin up, son. 4 more days and the big worry starts. Smuggling her into England.
Spike,
take it easy, chum. Customs boys are gone ashore. Oh, and bare through the fogs. Good old London. You think she'll be strong enough to make a run for it tonight?
She's got to be. Spike, you know what to do.
Yes, I'm the world's prize trick, but you got to be star. I might as well see it through. Now, I'll go ashore, arm myself a rowboat, 5th round of a stern, and wait for you two playing monkeys down a rope, eh?
I'll be there at 9. At 9 sharp.
I'll be there.
Hang on tight, Brown Eyes. We'll soon be safe. Hang on to me like grim death.
I feel so tired, Bobby. So tired.
Soon have you ashore. Do a deep hot bath and a nice strong cup of tea and you for bed and sleep.
Oh, Bobby, if anything happens now, please know I love my Bobby.
Nothing's going to happen. Now hang on tight. We're shooting down the rope. Come on. That's it. So.
Hey, hurry up. Chum, I'm freezing here. Steady. Hey, come on, not too fast. You'll break the ruddy, but
easy.
All right, kid. Right, steady. Hit now, don't rock the cream there.
Okay, Spike, okay.
You look after it. I'll do the run.
Oh, ruddy shore at last. Yes, yes, and nothing but the best. Parliament House steps. Okay, up you go, and good luck. I'll see you later, chum.
Spike, that's a mighty fine thing you've done for us.
Don't be a balmy jig. I'll see you tomorrow.
Come on, Giselle. We're safe now.
Not so fast, young man. What's going on?
Oh, Bobby.
Don't refer to me as a Bobby, miss. I'm Sergeant Flake, and I'm taking you both with me to the police station.
This is Bob. A few days ago, I was released after serving 3 months in Durham prison for smuggling. Giselle served 2 months for illegally entering the country. You may have read our story in your papers. The year's strangest love story, they called it. Our slave girl was smuggled away. Tomorrow, they'll print the final chapter. The Home Secretary has granted Giselle permission to stay in my country. And we're to be married. Spike? He says the best thing he can do is give the bride away.
Thank you.
story you have heard is factual. Names have been changed to protect the identities of those concerned. Listen again for another exposé of those who deal in forbidden cargo.